Petersburg to Angoon. Petersburg is a thriving fishing community on the northern tip of Mitkoff Island, near the eastern edge of Kuprinoff Island. Its harbors and nearby waters teem with seals, sea lions, river otters, and eagles. In July and August, Petersburg fish processing operations north of town draw large concentrations of gulls, eagles, and other scavengers, which feed and rest in nearby trees. Leaving Petersburg, watch for icebergs adrift on the eastern shoreline of Frederick Sound. These come from ice calving off the face of the LeConte Glacier, the southernmost tidewater glacier in the United States. The glacier is about 17 miles southeast of Petersburg on the mainland just north of the Stikeen River. In Upper LeConte Bay, pupping seals may be seen riding atop icebergs. These ice-choked waters provide the seals with refuge from predators such as sharks and killer whales. Mountain goats navigate the rocky outcrops and avalanche chutes of Horn Mountain and Horn Cliffs across Frederick Sound from Petersburg.
Heading out of Petersburg, Frederick Sound curves to the northwest beyond Kuprinoff Island. Standing dead trees in the forests above the sound are yellow cedar, a species experiencing a decline or a die-off in southeast Alaska. The Patterson and Muddy Glaciers are visible on the mainland north of Petersburg. On clear days, Devil's Thumb is visible, a prominent peak that rises 9,000 feet above sea level and marks the U.S. and Canada border. A large ice field on the south slope of the Devil's Thumb feeds the LeConte and Patterson glaciers. Frederick Sound intersects Stevens Passage northwest of Petersburg. In summer, humpback whales are consistently seen in this area, especially up in Stevens Passage, and in Frederick Sound from Pinta Point eastward to Cape Strait on Kuprinoff Island. The confluence of the different bodies of water and the abundance of forage fish makes this one of the best places in southeast to see whales, and whale researchers have been studying the humpback's feeding behavior in this area. The Tlingit village of Cake sits on the northwest corner of Kuprinoff Island on Kiku Strait, which separates Kuprinoff and Kyu Islands. This is a good place to see loons and shorebirds, as well as sea ducks and other waterfowl.
Approaching Cake, look for a bridge over a stream north of town. In July and August, black bears feed here when the salmon are running. Fishing is a major industry in Cake, and commercial boats work the surrounding waters. Logging has also been important here, and logged areas are visible behind the town. Leaving Cake and heading north towards Angoon, boats will travel west in Frederick Sound and into Chatham Strait. Baranoff Island is to the west and Admiralty Island to the east. Humpback whales are often seen on this route, especially around Point Gardner, at the southern terminus of Admiralty Island. Dolls and harbor porpoises frequent these waters. Chatham Strait and Lynn Canal run southeast-northwest in an almost straight line for about 210 miles along a strike-slip fault, just like the San Andreas Fault in California. Glaciers once followed the track of this fault line as recently as 12,000 years ago, the last ice age. Ice also covered the islands to the east and west. The rounded summits of mountains lower than about 3,000 feet in elevation show they were completely buried in ice. The sharp summits of the higher peaks in the area, such as the rugged peaks on North Baranoff Island, show that they were above the surrounding ice.
The Admiralty Island National Monument Kootsnuwu Wilderness makes up about 90% of Admiralty Island, and most of the forest visible from the water is old growth. While parts of Admiralty Island are in the rain shadow of the coastal mountains of Baranoff and Chichagof Islands, substantial precipitation, in some places more than 100 inches a year, supports dense forests of Sitka spruce and western hemlock. Above the timberline, the rainforest gives way to alpine tundra and rock outcroppings. Admiralty Island has the highest concentration of nesting bald eagles in southeast Alaska, about one nest per mile of coastline. During early summer, eagles may be seen on nests or perched on nearby sentry trees. Kootsnuwu is the Tlingit name for the island and means Fortress of the Bears. Admiralty Island has one of the densest populations of brown bears in the world, about one bear per square mile. Bears may be seen on the beaches and at the shoreline, even near the community of Angoon. Baranoff Island, on the western shoreline of Chatham Strait between Point Gardner and Peril Strait, has a number of bays and inlets with steep terrain and deep waters. The small community of Baranoff Warm Springs has a public dock, trails, and access to a salt chuck and intertidal wetlands for wildlife viewing. Angoon is on the west coast of Admiralty Island and looks across the broad reach of Chatham Strait into Peril Strait. From here, boats may head west through Peril Strait to Sitka or north up Chatham Strait to Juneau and other points.